Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers Show. I am your host, Virginie Boone, alongside co-host Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine. Carissa, what is new in your world?
Well, happy Saturday.
Happy almost Halloween.
Happy almost Halloween. And I'm a little jet lagged because I literally just got back from London yesterday, where I was for the past week participating in the FIVS meetings and conferences. And so I'm sure you're going to ask me next, what the heck is FIVS?
Well, I was going to phrase it a little bit more politely, but yes, tell us more about FIVS.
Oh, look at that. So chipper. Well, FIVS is essentially the Global Wine Trade Association. So what we do here in Sonoma County, there's a global version of it. Sonoma County Wine Growers has been a member, I think, now for almost 8 years. Right after we made our sustainability commitment, it really kind of put us more on a global platform to be part of the conversation around sustainability and healthy soils and regenerative agriculture in a much broader sort of sense and arena. I love going to the FIVS meetings because I literally get to meet and spend time with my counterparts from Australia and New Zealand and the European Union and kind of Chile, Argentina, the list goes on. So it's so interesting. You just learn so much. You hear kind of what everyone, the challenges, things people are, you know, our growers and our wine producers, what they're kind of dealing with. A lot of chat around kind of the harvest, at least for our folks that are going through harvest at this time of the year versus, mm-hmm. you know, our friends from Australia and New Zealand on the opposite schedule. And the whole theme was around sustainability. I sit on our committee for FIVS on sustainability, and I had the opportunity to be part of the wrap-up panel, which basically meant I had to pay really close attention to what everyone said all day long so I could reiterate the important takeaways. And just lots of conversation, which I think will always be part of the dialogue around, is there and can there be a global definition of sustainable grape growing and sustainable winemaking, which is really hard to do, just given, as you know, the context of growing and terroir and climate in the different, you know, regions around the world. And
right. Well, so. I think the most important thing is collaboration,
yes.
right? And so, especially on a global level, to meet with your peers and people who do things that represent growers from around the world,
yeah.
and hear their perspectives and come up with solutions. Does this meeting always happen in Europe?
Mostly. You know, typically in the spring it's in Brussels, kind of leveraging access to the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the European Commission, and sort of all of those players that really convene in Brussels. And then in the fall, it moves around the world, literally. So a year ago, they were here in Sonoma County.
Amazing.
Which was really great to showcase and sort of bring people into our backyard and like firsthand demonstrate all of the best practices we're doing here in California and specifically in Sonoma County. But yeah, I was in London this year and part of the Wine Trade Association over there in the UK. So members of that group are also part of our meetings for at least one day of the two days of meetings. So again, really interesting. And some of the retailers were in the room, which is always interesting to have kind of the whole supply chain talking and discussing these sort of principles and practices together. So again, back to the collaboration being really key to everything.
Yeah. Well, before we take a break and introduce our guests for today, because they also represent the spirit of collaboration and how Sonoma County works with so many different groups around the world, maybe give us a little recap of why we're doing this show.
Yeah. So the good stuff. Well, yeah. So the good stuff really is just inspired by really recognizing that it's important to really embrace every day. I heard recently this great quote, be where your feet are. And I think that's another version of the good stuff. So really living in the moment. And, you know, we'll close out the show with our Tuesday night wine, which is basically drink the good stuff on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Every night and any night and afternoons, too, on occasion.
Right.
So but the show is to really tell the good stories of Sonoma County and our growers, our partners, winemakers, et cetera. So it's fun to do.
It is fun to do, and it also means maybe eat the Halloween candy.
Eat lots of Halloween candy, for sure.
Okay, so what's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. You know, with wine, I would tend to go more chocolatey, but my go-to are like the Starburst Skittles, like those fruity, fruity goodness. I don't know. I kind of like those. I love like a good like cinnamon candy too, but that's not really exciting for Halloween. Those are more my daily jam.
so they're not special enough to wait for Halloween.
No, okay. they're the year round candy vibe I've got going on. So.
Okay, well, that's something to think
about.
How about
you? Do you?
Oh, I'm a Reese's peanut butter cup girl for sure.
And my husband,
peanut M&Ms.
Oh, I sense a theme here: chocolate and peanutty goodness.
Yeah, got it. I think that's all I need.
Awesome.
This is the good stuff. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Good Stuff. Our guests today are Jenny Hemmer, the Executive Director of GuildSOM, and a sommelier and wine educator, Rachel Thralls, who serves as a wine educator and writer for Sonoma County Wine Growers. Jenny began her career in retail sales and spent 18 years with E&J Gallo, working in sales, recruiting, and public relations. But she also led Gallo's education program and is a certified sommelier, making her an excellent choice to lead GuildSOM, which we'll talk more about today. In studio, we have Rachel, who's also a certified sommelier based in Sonoma County. She writes a monthly column called Sip and Learn with Somm Rachel that was inspired by the diversity of Sonoma County wine and includes wine pairings, holiday recipes, and other advice for how to enjoy wine. We'll be talking to both about how Sonoma County Wine Growers works with the sommelier community across wine markets across the country. So, Carissa, you have long-standing relationships with both of our guests.
Yes,
tell us
a little bit
how you work with each of these organizations.
Yeah, you know, with Sonoma County Wine Growers, we've always believed it was really important to sort of educate and inspire those ambassadors that are really on the front lines in our restaurants, on site, on premise, off premise, that really have that interaction with the consumer. Clearly, there are wine lovers around the country, around the world, and we just can't get to them all. So we need help, lots and lots of help. So folks like Jenny and GuildSOM as an organization as a whole has just done a wonderful partnership with us to really help reach and educate those sommeliers around the country. And then it's been really important as we invite folks into Sonoma County and go on the road that we have sort of that expertise in our team as well. So we've had a long-term relationship and friendship and partnership with Rachel Thralls, who's a certified SOM, and she does a bunch of stuff for Sonoma County wine growers, but also really helps us work with GuildSOM to kind of manage that partnership and relationship.
So should we bring Jenny into the conversation now? Jenny, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Well, welcome. Where are you?
I am at home today in Kansas City, Missouri.
All right.
Well, there you go. Repping the Midwest.
Absolutely. I would love to be in Sonoma County with you right now, though. Last time we did this, Carissa, I was sitting across the mic from you, but it is good to be here in the Midwest as well.
Well, someone has to keep an eye on the Taylor Swift Kelce relationship happening in Kansas City. So we're glad you're on the front lines for us on that front.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can only imagine the excitement in our city right now.
It is like literally like taking over the world. So there you go. We're going to have to make you a friendship bracelet that says GuildSOM Sonoma County Wine Grower. So look for
Travis,
that.
Done. Trailer,
yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever combination we want to make.
Totally.
So, I mean, Taylor Swift loves wine, so we do love her. Not only for that reason, but certainly her love of wine is helpful.
And I wasn't really planning to talk about Taylor Swift, but with the Kansas City Mansion, why not?
Why not?
Well, I would actually like to know a little bit more about the GuildSOM community. Like, who makes up your membership? How do you interact with them? Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so GuildSOM has been around for over a decade now and continues to evolve on our membership base from, you know, we're in 90 different countries across our membership of over 9,000 members. And it's a really cool mix of of hospitality and sommeliers in the restaurant side, or even, you know, working in tasting rooms or in retail stores, but also in production, in sales, in marketing, distribution, and aficionados as well. So it's really, it's been a great way as we're looking at how do we provide a community platform, and that's really what GuildSOM is all about, this membership community where you could be here in Kansas City, Missouri, you could be in Sonoma County, you could be in Hong Kong and have a dialogue and have a connection with members all around the world that are really interested in learning more about, you know, this amazing beverage, wine, spirit, sake, you name it, we really cover it all.
And Rachel, what has been your sort of involvement with GuildSOM? Was it an organization that you were part of kind of early on as a sommelier here in Sonoma County?
Yeah, so I've been involved with GuildSOM. Actually, this year is my 10th year working with GuildSOM. We did our big trip out here in August, and I was like, wow, this is the 10th year. So yeah, I've been part a member that whole time, and I actually got involved working with them back when I was the director of wine education at Rodney Strong. Mm-hmm. And so we did, back then, it was the competition around the country, and then we would host a final competition for what was called Top SOM back then. And that's really where Chris and I started working together, because wine growers would come in and talk about the farming side of Sonoma County. Yep. So we weren't just talking about the wineries, which was really, really important. And so I've loved being a part of it, and I've used it for myself studying, going through the court and everything. So yeah, it's a great organization. I love being a part of it.
Can you talk a little bit more about that Top SOM competition? Because it is something that you've now brought, it's every year in Sonoma County, correct?
It is.
Yeah, so we changed it up a little bit, which I think is for the best, especially because of Jenny's membership at GuildSOM. It's really expanded beyond sommeliers working just in a restaurant, as she mentioned. And so instead of being in each city, and it was really a blind tasting, a theory, and a service, whereas now the membership, they might not be working in a restaurant, and so you don't need that piece of it. Mm-hmm. And so back then, it was the different cities with those three components, which is exactly like the Certified Sommelier test through the Court of Masters, those three components. And then from there, they would come out the top, I'm trying to think of how many there were. I think we had about 15 that would come out that won in all of those different cities. And then there would be a final winner, and they would be crowned Top SOM. And then we had Top New SOM, which were if you were under the age of 30. and so we, that's
so
how
we would
it
not
used
qualify.
No.
Nor would Taylor Swift.
Right. No. Well, there you go.
None
Sorry,
of us
Taylor.
and so really after we moved the program, after I left Rodney Strong and I went and doing all the wine education consulting for wine growers, we really changed it up a little bit and focused on Sonoma master classes and cities across the country. Yeah. And then changing that competition to being theory-based online. Mm-hmm. And so that really opens it up for all of the GuildSOM membership if they don't work in a restaurant, they don't do service. And so then from there, the top 15, I think we had even more than that this year, 18 maybe?
No, I think we had 15.
It was 15.
Yeah, last year we had more because we were on a makeup year with COVID last year. So we had a couple extra because we combined the 2 years. But now I think we're kind of settling on that 15 number. It's a good size group to really immerse in Sonoma County.
Yeah, it's a great group. And so it's really the top people that scored on this online exam, which I've seen the exam. It is extremely difficult.
Super hard.
So these winners that win this trip out to Sonoma County, really, they really know their stuff.
Right. They've earned a truck talk, for example,
or
a nice dinner.
Absolutely.
But I am curious about that. I mean, if these sommeliers are no longer working in restaurants, are they working in wine stores? Are they doing distribution? Are they working for wineries themselves and trying to just do wine education?
Yeah, I think that's a whole group of that combination of all of that, all of the above. I think we still see a lot of the sommeliers that work in restaurants. We've even seen SOMs come out that have their own education consulting businesses, working for distributors, all that kind of stuff. So it's really, really creating ambassadors for Sonoma County that's not just in restaurants, but really across the country. And we also, the last couple of years, have had people from Canada as well.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. And Jenny, I mean, do you want to talk about, I mean, this is one part of how we work with Guild Somme, and Rachel alluded to it. So I think for now we're on like year 8 or 9 where we've done master classes with you as well around the country. So maybe talk about that, because I know you do them with a number of regions. It's good to be in the mix, educating on what happens here in Sonoma County as part of sort of your portfolio of education offerings. So maybe talk a little bit more about Guild Somme and how they do that.
Sure, and it's really fun that we're already planning for next year, taking more of Sonoma County classes on the road as well. Guild Somme can educate in a number of different platforms. So a lot of our webinars or virtual or, you know, kind of digital education is available. So we just hosted a Sonoma County webinar just last week, and it did an amazing, had a huge response. But being able to also take it on the road and taste through the wines, and we're really intentional about the locations, working with our partners like Sonoma County Wine Growers. What are some of the key markets that are important for you as the sponsor and as a nonprofit organization? We're grateful for those sponsors that can provide that opportunity to have, to take the wines to those, you know, to those consumers, but also the trade. And so that's the benefit of many of these classes. We limit them to about 40 individuals so that they really can go deep into 12 to 16 different wines, really digging into the AVAs or the history or just wine styles and how they've kind of evolved and changed over the time as well. And that's really one of the, you know, kind of the benefits to be able to have those types of events all around the country. So we did 4 this year in 2023, and we're looking to repeat and select new cities for next year, and maybe more digital and webinars available. So stay tuned to a city near you for sure.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, I love, what I love about that so much, Jenny, is that it's great to have someone in the place like Guild Somme that really bring an education expertise. And I know Rachel works to help us figure out the wines and the flights, and we work with Chris, who's the Master Somme, that's part of Guild Somme. But it's great to have you, like all of you representing the region, because I think it provides so much credibility. Clearly, when it's me and I'm paid to represent Sonoma County, which I am and love and would do it regardless, as I think one of the top ambassadors here in the region. But to have, you know, what I would say is a more neutral education body like Guild Somme being out there, I think it opens the conversation and the door for so many like great questions and debate, because they're not worried. The goal is to learn, and it's not about making everyone in the room feel good or this is our favorite. And so you can get some really honest feedback, which Rachel and I tend to always at least go to one or two of the sort of cities just to kind of get a sense, like hopefully the first class and sometimes the last class that we do in the year, just to kind of see what the response is. Do we need to change any of the wines out? But it's really good feedback for us just on how we talk about the region, or questions that come up about maybe sustainable farming or what's next on regenerative agriculture, or what do some of these things mean. So I actually feel like I learn a lot when we get to sit kind of in the back of the room and let someone else present our community and our county. So
I think so too.
Yeah,
and
I would
go ahead, Jenny.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Okay. I was just gonna say quickly too, and when you sit in those master classes, the way that Chris designs the flights after I've helped him pick out the wines, it's really a journey through Sonoma County and all the different AVAs. And it really truly highlights the diversity that we have here, showing all the different grape varieties that we have, the different styles. So it's really, it's extremely educational. And as Chris has said, I even still learn something from him every time.
But can I just tell you the hardest part is we have to narrow down all of our amazing wine partners to like 18 wines if we're lucky. So it's typically between like 16 to 20 wines tops. So that is like a very, 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 very difficult thing.
Are these wines that have to be available in their area ideally, or do you not really think about that?
We don't think about that as much as really thinking through, as Rachel was mentioning, just curating and really demonstrating the diversity of a wines, as well as sort of size of winery. So we always sort of showcase some that you would be like the tried and true, a Sonoma Couture, or maybe a Jay, or something that you would see out in the marketplace kind of across the U.S. Within some maybe up-and-comers like a San Giacomo that, you know, just launched in 2016 and is quite small, so you might not get that exposure. So hopefully they're being introduced to something new, as well as, you know, reintroduced to some of their favorites.
And I was going to ask about, you know, sort of what resonates most with a lot of these people that you're speaking with. I mean, the diversity is such a key component of Sonoma County, but also the sustainability. Like, has that become more of an important thing to talk about in these master classes and to represent through the wines?
I would say absolutely. I mean, what I've observed, and Jenny, I'd be sort of curious your feedback, and clearly just having done the webinar last week, but it was, I mean, I think more and more there's a curiosity of what it really means and what are the best practices and give us examples. So I think we've kind of come full circle. Where in the beginning it was like, well, what is it? And it was almost so nebulous, where now they know enough about it that they're asking, I think, better questions mm-hmm. to really understand.
Well, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have some more time to speak with Jenny and Rachel and get a little bit more into this, because I'd love to know a lot more about the evolution of wine education right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be right
back.
A lot
going on.
Good stuff with our guests today, Jenny Hemmer of Guildsom and Rachel Thralls. And when we left, we were talking a little bit about the evolution of wine education, sort of the importance of sustainability, which is something that Sonoma County is so well known for, and that you're finding that a lot of the people that take these classes now in the SOM community are asking more questions about agriculture. Maybe they're having more exposure to the vineyard side of the business. What's been your experience? What are you seeing? Jenny, do you want to speak to that first?
Sure, would love to. So when we take these classes, whether it's on the road or the webinars, really we're seeing so many questions and really digging in, because the consumers are asking, their guests are asking about what's in the bottle. There's just this curiosity and obviously this kind of this deeper understanding about all that it takes, right, to produce a beautiful bottle of wine. So the nice thing about being able to connect these classes into the wine champs and the events that we hold in California is to see these aha moments from, you know, the participants, and many of them have not been to Sonoma County, which is, you know, we sometimes probably take that for granted, that we assume, especially for our members that are based in the U.S., that that's one of the reasons they visited. But to be able to walk the vineyards with the vineyard managers and the ranch managers and the farmers and really understand how personal it is with so many family-owned wineries and vineyards as well. It's just it's how do we build that experience even when you're virtual or even when you're sitting in a, you know, kind of classroom style. And that's, I think, what the evolution of wine education continues to strive for. You know, you can't always be walking through those vineyards. You can't always feel that sunshine or the fog. But how can we replicate that enough so that way, when they are presenting a bottle of wine or tasting it for themselves, they get that image, right, of Sonoma County or Argentina or wherever it is around the world too.
I think you've painted a very lovely picture with the fog and I'm walking through the vineyard. So I'm sold. I don't know why we're sitting here in a studio when we could be out frolicking in the vineyards.
Well, we could do the show on the road, right?
Right? I was going to actually add to that too, Jenny, that one of the things I've observed, which has been really interesting, is this elevated conversation around social sustainability, especially in the last 2 to 3 years. I think there's been more interest in really understanding, at least for us, you know, we have our foundation that really focuses on programs and education and workforce development for our vineyard employees and supporting them and their families. And so we've been able to kind of provide more background on that. And I was sharing earlier, I just got back from London. I was at the FIVS conference, and we're more and more social sustainability is even becoming part of like the global conversation in wine and ag, where literally 10 years ago when, you know, social sustainability would come up, someone was like, well, that's like drinking in moderation. I found myself on some uncomfortable calls and like in the middle of the night because there's a European time difference. And I'm like, I wanted to talk about people. And they're like, we're talking about drinking in moderation. I'm like, I think I'm on the wrong call.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm going back to bed. Like, but social sustainability meant different things. So I guess it goes back to, I just think education is so critical, and it takes bringing people here in Sonoma County, which we do, you know, well with our partnership with you, but then also having ambassadors out on the road telling that story through webinars and in the different cities. So we just really appreciate that. That's a very important role that GuildSOM does, and also having Rachel work with our team on, you know, a regular basis to help support kind of wine education. It's been great.
If somebody is working either on the floor or at a shop or doing wine education in their city or town, to be able to say that they've been there or they have a real sense of the microclimates that exist here. But also, I think increasingly they do want to tell their customers or their friends that this wine was made in this manner by people that, you know, treat their workers fairly and pay well and all that sort of stuff. And So I do think like these little differences make a big difference in the end.
Right. And especially when they come out here and they're spending time out in the vineyards with farmers and winemakers, they're learning all these little fun tidbit stories, and that's what they're taking back with them and really spreading the unique, the diversity, all of the great things about Sonoma County. And it's within those little stories that, whether it's the history of the family that's owned the vineyard for 100 years or whatever that might be, that's really getting the message out of what we want people to know about Sonoma County. And it's really coming from them having those experiences.
Yeah, and I think it differentiates, obviously, I mean, it differentiates from other types of beverage, that if people can sort of see what goes into it, they understand kind of the cost that it really takes to make a bottle of wine, and maybe they appreciate it a little bit more that you know, the land has to be farmed all year round, and all the risk that's involved in that, and all the different, you know, labor that it takes to make it happen.
Well, it's interesting, one of the conversations that comes up at FIVS often is just that the wine industry is really the only industry that's proactively committed to doing sustainability and sustainable practices. So you have a lot of other industries, fashion, et cetera, that have come into it a little more under duress or being challenged by some of the practices that were happening in the industry and looking for a solution to that or a path. So, I mean, I've always just been really proud of what we're doing here in Sonoma County, but for the wine community in general, how forward thinking they are on, you know, focusing on committing to sustainable practices and best practices and sharing those. I mean, it's part of kind of that global conversation. So it makes me proud to be a part of this beverage business,
yes,
and this business in general, and this wine and ag community.
Yeah, I would agree. And so another component of what happens every year is the Healdsburg Wine and Food Event.
Yes.
And in April in Healdsburg.
In May?
Oh, okay, it's May.
You're just getting excited. You wanted it to be April.
I know, I was hoping.
She's like, it's only months away, plus 1 month.
It's in spring. Let's just say it's every spring in the Northern Hemisphere. But there is a SOM seminar component of that, correct? So, Rachel, maybe you can explain a little bit what you do to plan for that event and then what happens during the event.
Yeah, it is very fun. We've done it 2 years now. And wine growers, Chris and I work really closely with Ray Isle of Food & Wine Magazine, and he really helps us curate a list of sommeliers to come out. And so this past year we had 22. So again, it's the idea of bringing people out, having them become Sonoma County ambassadors, learning all the stuff going on here. And so we actually bring them out a couple days before the actual Healdsburg Wine and Food event. And that is really for education. And so we are doing seminars with Ray, with wine growers, with winemakers. The sommeliers are going out with our growers and doing truck talks where they get to visit individual vineyards. And then they are put to work for the actual event.
Yes.
And so they lead and help pour wine for seminars that consumers attend. They help on the Matheson rooftop and pour wine there. They visit the grand tasting. So they do a whole host of activities. They pour wine at the Magnum party. And so they are really involved in helping showcase all of the wine that's being poured at the actual event.
Right.
And Jenny was one of our SOMs for the first year, so which was super fun.
How did that go? Yeah. Where did you pour? All of the events?
I did. And that first year, I know Carissa and Rachel obviously can speak much more to this, but, you know, just a lot of new things, right, as we're all trying to figure out what we could do to help. But I will say the group of sommeliers that I was with, we all just wanted to keep busy because that's what we do, right? So we were jumping in and probably doing more than we should have been at the time. But I just remember having that experience that, you know, everyone was just, there's so much energy and so much, you know, kind of passion around not just wine, but the food pairings and just the hospitality feel. Everyone just wants to jump in and help serve, right? And so it was early mornings, late nights, but we had so much fun learning along the way too.
I think we all slept for days after that.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What I remember.
Maybe like a week.
That's weeks. What I remember. It's just like, I'm so happy and so exhausted.
Hospitality is hard.
It is.
Yeah.
It takes
a very special skill set. So we're about to break again. Thank you so much, Jenny, for joining us. Rachel, we hope you stick around to talk a little bit about food pairings.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I know, right?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Jenny.
This is The Good Stuff. We'll be right back.
To The Good Stuff. Welcome back. Our guest today, we just said goodbye to Jenny Hemmer, who joined us from Guild Somm. She's the executive director. We still have Rachel Thralls in studio with us, who is a certified Somm and does a lot of wine education work with the Sonoma County Wine Growers. And one of the things that we love that she does for us is a monthly column called Sip and Learn with Somm Rachel. We created the name, so, you know, if you like it, great. If you don't blame her. That was on us. But I thought maybe, Rachel, you could talk, because you actually develop recipes and pair them with wine. So I thought in this segment, maybe I put both you and Virginie on the spot of, like, good, you know, holidays are coming up. So, you know, what should people be preparing for, stocking up for, you know, Thanksgiving's a couple weeks away. I can't believe it. But yeah. Rachel, so talk about Sip and Learn, and then let's do some holiday pairings.
So if you haven't checked out the Sip and Learn column, you really should.
Yes.
And there's a lot of recipes on there, and then the step-by-step with the recipe, as well as some of my favorite wine pairings from Sonoma County that actually go with those recipes. And I really focus on using fresh, local, seasonal ingredients for those recipes, and then choosing the wines to go with them. My mom and my grandmother... fabulous cooks. That's kind of how I developed my unique skills in the kitchen. I like creating unique recipes, but also that are extremely healthy. That's really my focus. I am also a health coach and personal trainer and nutritionist. So that's
she does it all, folks. She does it all.
So that's a huge part of it for me. And really, I love doing the seasonal stuff. And so, for example, just a couple weeks ago for October, I created a pumpkin gnocchi. And did some crispy sage and prosciutto on top, mm-hmm. Add that little salty crunch that we all love. And but it's fun. It was fun, and so I really wanted to pick unique wines for that. And so I actually ended up picking a Sonoma County Gewurztraminer, a Chenin Blanc, as well as a Chardonnay. So there's a little something for everybody, depending mm-hmm. on what kind of wine that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, so it is weeks away from turkey time. As I'm going to refer to it.
Turkey time.
But just like, there's just the holidays in general. I mean, as we know, I love bubbles. I know Rachel loves bubbles. So you can't go wrong with bubbles to start any occasion.
No.
But what should folks out there be thinking about sort of for their holiday meals, and especially, you know, again, with Thanksgiving around the corner, you'll have gotten through your Halloween candy by then. So we'll be
ready for something savory. Skittles stuffing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right? Hey, don't be knocking my Skittles.
I'm not. I'm saying you should add them in unexpected places. I'll let Rachel go a little bit more specific, hopefully. But I would say, I mean, my philosophy around any sort of large gathering is large format wines.
Yeah.
So go big.
Fun.
Get some magnums. especially some nice, maybe with a little age on them, a little bit older, yeah. older Pinots are always work for me at the holiday table. Or just any library wine. I mean, I really think it's an occasion to break open something that maybe is 10 years old, 20 years old. Maybe you have a story about it. Maybe you have a special connection to it. I think people love that when you're all gathered together.
What time should I be there?
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Well, as Krista mentioned, I start any holiday or special occasion or really any day.
I was gonna say, or Monday or Wednesday or
with
Tuesday.
With sparkling wine. So that's really my favorite, especially over the holidays when I'm with my parents. My mom and I always open bubbles to start while we drink, while we're cooking and all that stuff. And I do love a nice aged Pinot, especially for Thanksgiving. Of course, that grows great. But also, don't underestimate the power of rosé. A lot of people stick to rosé in like spring and summer, but really, rosé is all year drinking. And a lot of rosés, especially from Sonoma County, whether it's a rosé of Pinot Noir or maybe a Grenache, go actually great with Thanksgiving dinner as well.
That's super interesting.
I agree with that. And a magnum of rosé makes a statement.
That it totally makes a statement. And it's really pretty.
It's really pretty, easy to pass around while everyone's waiting to kind of sit down.
Yeah.
Maybe they're watching football, maybe whatever.
And I think we can all agree that you do need wine because it's a family and friend holiday. So it really does help with all those conversations.
Yes, it does.
And dynamics.
Yes.
Well, awesome. So it's so much fun pairing wine and food. And I would just say, yeah, as Rachel mentioned, please follow along our Sip and Learns. Get some recipes directly. You can go to SonomaWineGrape.org to catch those and also read Virginie's Good Stuff column. So, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Welcome back. We want to thank Rachel Thralls for joining us today. Thank you so much for telling us a little bit about what you're up to and reminding us all that we should be following along with Sip and Learn.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so you can follow along with Sip and Learn on SonomaWineGrape.org, our website. And if you want to follow along Guildsom, you would go to Guildsom.com. That's GUILDSOMM.com. Guildsom.
And so now this brings us to our Tuesday.
Woohoo!
Does it have to be Tuesday night? Can it be just Tuesday wine?
No, maybe we should just start today on Saturday and get a head start for Tuesday.
Think ahead.
Yeah. So I'm inspired by all the conversation about Pinot Noir. So I think I'm gonna maybe put some Pinots in my lineup so I get it right for the Thanksgiving holiday. I don't want to mess that up. So I actually, my Tuesday night wine is going to be a San Giacomo Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. I think we just got their latest vintage. I'm just going to try it. It's the 21 and see how that goes. But I do love the San Giacomo fruit and the family and the grape growing story. So that's the cork I'm ripping between now and Tuesday.
Oh my God.
For
okay.
Sure. No pressure.
All right. Well, I'll match that with my Bedrock Wine Company.
Oh, nice.
Cab Sauvignon from Sonoma County. I recently tried the 2021. Really nice. They are based in Sonoma Valley. Morgan Twain Peterson is behind Bedrock. Great Sonoma County story. He's the son of Joel Peterson, who was long at Ravenswood. So this is just interesting. He also makes a Monte Rosso cab, and he makes a Montecillo old vine cab, both of them from Moon Mountain. So I think both of those vineyards probably play into his Sonoma County vintage, but it's just a really nice cab.
Love it. And he is a wealth of farming and winemaking information, just like his father.
Absolutely. And a historic vineyard, which, you know, is also important to have people who will take care of those.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a great time, whether that's this afternoon, as soon as we get off the air here, or if that's Tuesday.
Depletions. We're all about depletions.
Yes, we will make more. So with that, cheers to Tuesday evening wine. Cheers to the good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. And of course, to our guests who we've already mentioned, and we've told you how to follow them. And Chris, I'd say from Sonoma County to wherever you are, we hope you remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.